I just remember grabbing Haley's favorite dress, her unicorn dress. I just grabbed her shoes and her bow, her favorite bow, before we went to the hospital because in my head, we're gonna go home that day. When I arrived at the hospital, the social worker did meet up with me in the entrance. She said that Haley had to go on an immediate brain surgery.
I've seen the sun crash into the ocean and paint the sky purple and pink.
I've seen. And I was like, what? What? What's it all about? I was just, what's wrong with my daughter? What's wrong with my baby? She said that it was a life-saving procedure and Haley was in ICU. I saw Haley in the hospital bed. She looked lifeless to me with all the needles. And then there was a tube in her mouth. And I saw my husband. He was also crying.
So why do we close our eyes when we pray?
I saw Jericho and he told me that we just have to pray and be strong for Haley. They told us that they had to drain Haley's right brain, otherwise she's not gonna make it. There was just too much blood. Why is this happening? It's like my world turned upside down.
What this world looks like.
3 days before that happened, we went to Emerald Lake. She had so much fun.
Satellite photos like brush strokes and bangles.
She enjoys the nature around her. I was like, what happened to my little girl?
Melting and
yesterday we are having so much fun and now this.
Heaven's already around.
All I remember saying to her before she was brought to the operating room, one of the doctors told me to talk to her and say, tell her that we're just here. We'll wait for her.
Maybe the most beautiful things in this life are felt.
I hugged her and I kissed her. I told her that, Haley, Mama loves you. We love you. Your dad and I love you so much. We'll just be here. We'll wait for you, okay? Be strong. Just fight. Keep fighting. Stay with us. On the third day after her surgery, there was another procedure that they had to do, remove her right bone flap because it was there was just too much pressure in her right brain, which is causing her right brain to push it down to her brainstem, which is very dangerous. It was a very serious concern. We had a conference actually. They were showing us images of Haley's brain and they were telling us that with the gravity of the injury of her brain, they are worried that Haley will not make it. They don't want to sugarcoat anything or give us the wrong expectations. They just all seem pretty worried about Haley's condition. And we felt that. I, as a mom, I knew something was really not right, but I was in denial because I know, like, there's hope for me that she's gonna make it. My husband and I, we agreed that we will continue to fight for Haley. We will continue to stand for her. We will never give up on her.
Maybe the most beautiful things in this life are felt.
Come Saturday, two of my in-laws came by, visited us, and then we prayed the rosary. In the middle of our prayer, we were in the family room, and I could see Haley in her bedside, and then one of the nurses came in, checked on her, so I also came in. The nurse, she was asking me, Joanne, did you already know? And I was like, what's happening? And then she said, they just turned off the ventilating machine. And she was like, look, she's breathing. It means she's breathing on her own. It was just so amazing. After she was transferred to Unit 3, we were supposed to give her a bath. And then she had another seizure. We quickly grabbed the emergency button. And so all the nurses came by to our room and then helped us. And then there was a decision that they had to make. There was already a schedule for Haley to be operated. That will be the major procedure. The day when she had her seizure, everything changed. The seizure happened. One of the doctors said that this is Haley. This is her way of saying that, hey, you need to fix me already. You need to do something. That surgery, it has to be soon. At 8 o'clock, we were already escorted by the nurses. We already went to the OR. I was trying to tell Haley to just fight, Haley. Keep fighting. You can do it. You're a brave girl. You're a strong girl, and we will just be here for you. We'll be praying for you. My husband and I were saying this procedure that we wanted Haley to have, because this is one thing that will really make her better, and we know that there's nothing to worry about anymore, and no more seizures, hopefully. And she'll be on her road to recovery really well. And so everything went so well. Haley did a good job. Those were the words that really was reassuring when we heard Dr. J and Kelly said how she was doing. She woke up the following day. She told me that she went to a place and she saw Mama Mary smiling at her. Maybe the most beautiful things in this life are felt and never seen. I asked her, really? How does Mama Mary look like? She looked so beautiful. She was wearing pink and she was wearing a crown. And she was smiling at her, and she hugged her and kissed her and told her that she loved her at house. And she said Mama Mary showed her a garden full of flowers. She asked me to go back because they want me to be with you.
So why do we close our eyes when we pray?
Too proud of my little girl because she's been through a lot.
Maybe.
She worked hard. She fought so much for us. She said she made a promise that she will be with us and she will never leave us. She said that.